Winning games on the road can be a challenge for any team, especially for a very young Bronkbusters roster taking on a ranked opponent who thrives on executing on the defensive end. Garden City becomes the ninth different opponent that Coffeyville has held under 55 points in a game so far this season, with the Red Ravens holding the Bronkbusters to their fewest output all season long, with just 45 points in the afternoon. This was a game where Coffeyville clearly did their homework. Give full credit to Ravens head coach Tony Turner for limiting what Garden City could do off of turnovers. A big reason for Garden City's 10-2 start in the first half was averaging over 20 points off of turnovers in the first 12 games. The Bronkbusters scored just 14 points off of Coffeyville turnovers, despite forcing well over Coffeyville's season average on Saturday. It was clear the Red Ravens didn't want Garden City getting out in transition, and while Garden City nearly won the rebounding battle, Coffeyville put one or two bodies back after every single rebound to make sure the Bronkbusters couldn't execute on the fast break. And despite Coffeyville really struggling with turnovers in this game, the Red Ravens did an excellent job getting looks around the rim. Coffeyville scored 24 points in the paint and were 11 of 15 from the line, with the Bronkbusters only getting to the line 11 times. This was a game that Garden City really has to look at and be able to realize what happened and what went wrong in this game to correct themselves with a busy January coming up. Final score, Coffeyville 54, Garden City 45. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.